This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, reaching then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The number of infections is more than 27.7 globally. Meanwhile, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says AstraZeneca's COVID-19 experimental vaccine suspension points to the effectiveness of the safeguards that have been incorporated into the trials. AstraZeneca announced the trials were paused after a volunteer developed neurological symptoms. Final testing of two other vaccines does continue, one created by the NIH and manufactured by Moderna, Inc., the other made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Those two vaccines work differently than AstraZeneca's, which was developed by Oxford University, and the studies already have recruited about two-thirds of the needed volunteers. New York City restaurants struggling to stay in business after months of closures imposed in the face of the coronavirus pandemic won a long-awaited approval on Wednesday to resume limited indoor dining. But Los Angeles County health officials prohibited Halloween parties and said children should not be allowed to trick-or-treat during the popular fall holiday on October 31st. The contrasting moves on opposite coasts of the United States came as new coronavirus infections fell for 7 weeks in a row for the nationwide death toll since the pandemic breaking out in March, exceeding 190,000, according to a Reuters tally. Australia's federal health minister, Greg Hunt, said COVID-19 hotspot state Victoria should consider lifting a night curfew if the decision was not made on health advice. This as total pandemic deaths in the state surpassed 700 on Thursday. Victoria authorities are trying to fend off criticism after its chief health officer told radios that he hadn't recommended the night curfew in the state. This is VOA News. Three people died in a wind-whipped Northern California wildfire that forced thousands of people from their homes while carving a 25-mile path of destruction through mountainous terrain and parched foothills. California Highway Patrol Officer Ben Draper told the Bay Area News Group that one person was found dead in a car and apparently had been trying to escape the flames. Hundreds, if not thousands, of homes and other buildings are believed to have been damaged or destroyed by the blaze northeast of San Francisco. The North Complex fire was one of more than two dozen burning in California. Deadly wind-blown wildfires ranging across the Pacific Northwest destroyed hundreds of homes in Oregon, prompting the governor to say it could be the greatest loss of life and property from wildfire in state history. Firefighters struggled to contain and douse the blazes, fanned by 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts, and officials in some western Oregon communities gave residents go-now orders to evacuate, meaning they had minutes to flee their homes. Destructive blazes were burning in a large swath of Washington state and Oregon that rarely experienced such intense fire activity because of the Pacific Northwest cool and wet climate. A spokesperson for the European Union says its vice president will be in discussions with its British counterpart in London over the Brexit withdrawal agreement, which the UK signed in January. The UK has since proposed legislation ignoring parts of it. The new bill attempts to give British ministers veto power over trading provisions for the four home nations, including Northern Ireland, regardless of any objections from Brussels. China's defense ministry announced Thursday that Chinese and Russian forces will take part in joint military exercises in southern Russia later this month, along with troops from Armenia, Belarus, Iran, Myanmar, Pakistan, and others. The Caucus 2020 drills will deploy wheeled vehicles and light weaponry to be flown to the drill location by China's latest version transport aircraft. The exercises running September 21st through the 26th will focus on defensive tactics, encirclement, and battlefield control and command. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is responding to the suspected poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny by saying there was a substantial chance the poisoning was ordered by senior Russian officials. During a radio program, Pompeo reiterated the United States and its European allies all wanted Russia to hold those responsible for this accountable. He said the United States is evaluating how it would respond to it. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.